Would you introduce yourselves, please?
I'm Tom.
I'm Chris.
I'm Jake.
And one of you, or all of you, is from this band called...
Methyl Ethyl.
Is that true?
Very true.
Correct.
Okay. Genesis, the Bible, Australia 2013. See, it's like playing a game show. You didn't go solo. You could have gone solo. And then you said, you know, I'm lonely. I need at least male sex. I need a band. I need my, or as you would say, I need my mates.
It wasn't male gender to begin with.
Oh, I know, but I hope not.
Just mates.
It was 60% female in the beginning. And then
60%. So wait, what was the other 40%? What is a 60% female?
I'm gonna say 95%. See, I'm like 50%.
And you are this very isolationist kind of individual. So you makes your songs, and then these guys they gets to play them and stuff. But that works, and the dynamic of the band is exactly that. And you know what you everybody knows what they signed up for, right?
Yes, we're all kind of isolationists in a way. Well, maybe not all of us, but. It's kind of, we just know each other from way back. We know each other from way back, so it's like, may as well play music with people you are comfortable around.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Nag Champ, I have never had Nag Champa, so I need to go, I know, so I need to go deep here. Screw the music, I need to know about the incense.
Now, like Nag Champa is...
That's a Brian thing, right?
Yeah, so we used to, like... Tom and I played in a band, and Chris knows very well this guy, Brian Mitra, genius musician, producer back from Perth. Hey, Brian, we love you so much. He used to, when we used to play shows, he used to literally burn Nag Champa on the stage.
And I was mixing at the venue that they would play at, so I was the one that would have to vacuum the incense off the carpet.
Incensed.
You got yourself on a good label. So how many princes did you kiss before you found a frog? That's backwards.
We kissed a few, right? But like they were
threesome. Thank you for that.
They were all princes. They were all princes for sure.
We were kind of at a loss with what to kind of go with, I guess.
You had good ones. You actually had good choices.
Ones that we respected anyway, I guess.
But I think when our prince came along, we knew who our prince was.
We knew what was up. For sure.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah, we're very happy.
Aussie acts. I mean, I've had every...
disease?
Yes, it is. Aussie. Perth is kind of like way suburbia. The thing about Australia, and I've been... is like you have to fly forever to get anywhere in the first place, right? Yeah. So even to get the hell out, whether it's Sydney or Melbourne or Adelaide, and then, oh my gosh, Perth. Like, where is the closest place? And there's only so many venues, so we're not going to go over that. We know this, right? But, oh my gosh, like, what do you do to get out of Perth?
You take a long flight.
Yeah,
you fly for hours.
You drive down south as far as you can until there's a beach with no one on it.
Paved roads?
For a while. After a few hours, the paved roads disappear and it's just gravel, but that's okay.
So what's amazing about cassettes is it's the most shite medium in the universe that somebody then figured out, how can we take these thin little teeny tracks and make them sound good? So nothing sounds like a cassette that's been worn just a little bit, so the tape has, you know, it's like natural phasing, right? Yeah. So let's talk cassettes and mixing from vinyl. Let's get geeky for a second and talk about sounds. And when you're making your stuff, you're really into this, aren't you?
Yeah, totally. I mean, nothing. Nothing sounds as good as like, smashing something, something to tape. I think because my theory behind it is. Like a full psychological nostalgia thing, growing up, going on long drives, listening to tapes that have been warped in the car. You know, that's what my memory of music is.
Chris has had a cassette lodged in his car for what, like a year and a half or something?
Yeah, 18 months or so.
Let's do genres just for kicks. When people try to put you in a box and they say, oh, well, you're an indie rock, you're this, what do you say?
People usually say we're a psych rock band just because they're from Perth, I guess.
By association, the psych rock thing, which psychedelia I don't know, that's not really a genre, that's a kind of drug you take and everything sounds psychedelic. It's not necessarily the kind of music you play. I feel like it's a little bit misleading.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I don't know, I guess we don't want to be in a box, and that's why we're sort of maybe the second record is a little different to the first record or something. Like, yeah, I don't know, we don't want to be a psych band per se, just because that's the Perth thing.
Yeah, I mean, so when people ask you, what do you actually say?
I usually just ignore them and go home.
The people that ask it are taxi drivers or who else?
U.S. Customs.
Yeah, U.S. Customs. And they're like, what kind of music do you play? And
you're like, wait, U.S. Customs?
Yeah, they're the only ones that ask what kind of music. They see you've got a guitar case and they're like, oh, so you play music, right? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, you play like rock and roll? Like, yeah, sure, you just say, yeah, whatever.
No, we're classical musicians. Don't we look like that?
I kind of want to say I'm a traveling salesman of beauty products or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I get sick of saying that we're a rock band.
Yeah, but they're the only ones that ask, really. So you can glaze over it and just be like, rock and roll, you know?
It's just rock.
So the new album, well, the album is out already. But then again, you're pretty much, at least what I know, the next album is in the can except for being mixed. Is that true?
Exactly. Yeah, it just needs to be mixed.
The label's going to love you.
Yeah, it's nice to have a little head start on everything, I guess. Like, a little bit of time to tour and not worry about that sort of thing. So,
you know, like the first album was like, well, you know, it was like your intro and it was like about this. So, like, what journey is the next album going to take us on in the methyl ethyl universe? Give me an opportunity to do it seriously or just say, oh, come on, leave me alone.
No, I guess it's a little more up-tempo, so maybe a little poppier, which is cool. We all love pop music, don't we? Don't we?
Yes, but let's talk. Okay, so let's go down that road. Pop, definition of your mind.
Just a catchy song, I guess.
Songs with hooks, right?
It's all about the hooks, really.
I think with the first album, a lot of people like pigeonholed us because it all had this kind of lo-fi aesthetic, which people think of that as an aesthetic choice, and it was actually just because that was as good as we could make it sound, and we were doing it ourselves. Whereas like now, the next album that Jake's been working on with a producer is like a little bit more. Like clearly produced and a little bit more confident in what he's doing. So sonically it's just like a bit clearer, I think, what he's trying to do.
Now that's the big thing, is the producer, bringing in a big producer. That's tricky stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard, but I think James Ford's a really good guy. So I think he kind of got it, and it's still got a little bit of that lo-fi-ness to it, I think, but it's got enough production to be, you know, it's a progression for sure from the first album.
Ask each other a question.
How do you pull all those girls is the question.
That's
it's private.
Because we call Chris the submarine because he's always under the radar and he's just a lady killer, basically.
Yeah, it's instinct. It's not really something you can teach. Yeah, and I'll take those secrets to the grave.
Fair enough. Do you have a question for me?
How do you manage to?
Oh, I've got to go.
How do you play in a rock and roll band around the world and not pull any girls whatsoever?
Well, I've got a beautiful girlfriend back home, and she's got a 20-cent gap in her front teeth, and I like that. And no one else has got that.
You have always declared your love for the gap.
Yeah.
So that is genuine.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and what it is two of your songs on the outside and songs by others in between, and then I play 40 minutes of solid music